There are more questions about what caused the crash of that Ukrainian plane near Tehran yesterday. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said a short while ago there's evidence that a missile brought down the Ukrainian airliner shortly after it took off from Tehran's international airport. All 176 people on board the Ukrainian International Airlines flight died when it crashed. NPR's Jackie Northam is following this story and joins us now. And Jackie, what more do we know?
Well, Prime Minister Trudeau said intelligence from several sources, including Canada's own intelligence agency, say that it's likely a surface-to-air missile brought down the plane. That crash happened hours after Iran launched missiles at U.S. military bases in Iraq earlier this week. And, you know, his comments actually echo President Trump earlier. He suggested that the crash of the Ukrainian passenger plane may have been the result of a mishap.
Can we talk a little bit about some of what's confirmed about what happened? I know, as you said, President Trump and Justin Trudeau have both made statements alluding to this actually being a missile.
That's right. They did. Well, so this crash happened Tuesday evening. It was a Ukrainian international aircraft, a Boeing 737-800, and it was just a few minutes after takeoff from Tehran Airport. It had reached about 8,000 feet in altitude, and all of a sudden it lost contact with ground control, and there was no emergency declared. You know, there are videos out there, including one on Iranian state TV, of this plane engulfed in flames and crashing near an amusement park. Now, you know, aviation experts say this is an extremely reliable jet. It was only 3 years old, by the way, and that an engine fire or a mechanical failure, as you know, the Iranians claim, wouldn't have set the whole plane on fire so quickly, that the plane can actually be controlled with one engine out. You know, these are just some of the things that intelligence agencies were looking at when they were trying to determine what happened. Now, Prime Minister Trudeau said the missile strike could have been an accident, and that was something that actually President Trump alluded to earlier today.
What more have the Iranians said about all of this?
Well, they came out very quickly after the crash and said that it was a mechanical failure, that it started back to Tehran Airport, the plane, and was on fire before it hit the ground. You know, they've rejected the notion that the plane was hit by a missile, accidental or otherwise. The head of Iran's civil aviation agency called this illogical rumors. As it turns out, Mary Louise Kelly, a host on NPR's All Things Considered program, interviewed the spokesman for Iranian President Hassan Rouhani today. And she asked Ali Rabi if there was a chance that Iran accidentally downed the Ukrainian aircraft. And he told her that was impossible. He said that they have satellites out there, that they would have seen a missile hitting a plane.
I'm also wondering what Ukrainians might be saying about this. As we said, it was a Ukrainian passenger plane.
Yeah, that's right. Ukrainian authorities say they're now looking at four possible explanations for the crash. And actually, that was earlier today. This might change now with Trudeau's comments. Again, this is a very quickly developing story. Earlier, they had said a missile could have brought it down. It could have been hit by a drone. It could have been engine failure, or it could have been a terrorist attack. Again, they're probably going to hone in that first one, that it was a missile that brought it down. There are 45 Ukrainians, experts in this field and search and rescue and that type of thing, are now in Iran and at the crash site. And this is a relatively large crash site. A large debris field is spread out about 400 meters. So as long as they get access, they should be able to start determining and just find out what happened that night.
Yeah, you know, there's so much that goes into a crash investigation involving something, as you mentioned, as reliable as an airline like this, a very reliable plane, as you mentioned, only a few years old. Most of those folks were from Edmonton, Alberta, a large Iranian population headed there and there to meet with family and friends and headed back to Canada, going through the Ukraine. This investigation, I mean, it's a moving part, but do we have any idea how long it will take?
No. And these things can take, it's a very painstaking business at the best of times, but this is Iran. The Iranians have made it clear that the Americans are not going to be allowed on that crash site, even though international laws should allow Americans to be there because it was a Boeing jet. This is one of the things that Trudeau said, look, we need transparency. We need access to this crash site. Canada wants in there. So under the best circumstances, it does take a long time, but it's even more complicated now because this crash was in Iran.
That's NPR's international affairs correspondent, Jackie Northam. Thank you so much.
Thank you.